I read recently where someone said, when you have the means, build a longer table, not a higher fence. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In Ruth chapter 2, we read of Ruth sharing the abundant grace that's been shown to her with her mother-in-law, Naomi. Grace and God's steadfast love is not meant to be stockpiled, but it's meant to be shared. Just think about Lydia in Acts 16 when her and her household were baptized. Think about the Philippian jailer who, once he was saved, went and shared the gospel with his family and they were baptized. Or think about the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4 who said, "Come and hear a man that has told me all that I have done." Think of Zacchaeus in Luke 19 who said, "Behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I've defrauded anyone else, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said unto him, "Today's salvation has come to this house." Or think about Mark chapter 2 where we have Levi, the tax collector, that with his encounter with Jesus, gathers up all of his tax collector friends to meet Jesus. Grace is given to you to redeem you, sanctify you, and to empower you to share the grace of the gospel with others. This is how it's been since the first century and beyond. In his book, History of Christian Missions, Stephen Neal explained the spread of the gospel in those first few hundred years in this way. He said, at that time, many Christians felt their souls inspired by the Holy Word with a passionate desire for perfection. Their first action, in obedience to the instructions of the Savior, was to sell their goods and distribute them to the poor. And then, leaving their homes, they set out to fulfill the work of an evangelist, making it their ambition to preach the word of the faith to those who as yet had heard nothing of it, and to commit to them the book of the Gospels. They were content simply to lay the foundations of the faith among these foreign peoples. They then would appoint pastors and committed to them the responsibility for building up those whom they had merely brought to the faith. And then they passed on to other countries and nations with the grace and help of God. Are you a recipient of the overwhelming provision and grace of God? Then with whom do you need to share God's story of provision and salvation in your life? And this is not just the grace of redemption, but the grace of plenty. God sends His abundance in order for you to use those blessings to be a blessing to others. This is what He told Abraham, "I'm going to bless you, and you're going to bless others." Ruth shared what satisfied her and where it came from. Who are you going to share with today? As you pray, please pray for Hannah McClellan, one of our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Armenio LifeWord broadcast heard in Armenia.